I'm Donnie.
And I'm Marie. We're here in Las Vegas, but we're coming to see you.
Okay, that's not our music, but this is...
Is that them?
Oh, it is our music, isn't it? Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. You're quite right, Tommy. Okay, this is Breakthrough Thinking, the radio, the magazine, I should say,
yeah.
And every Thursday from 2 to 4. And that's right, Tommy, thank you. Was that directly from Donnie and Marie? Yeah, that's what they did sing, there's no doubt.
So... Well, now you have time to talk about Donnie and Marie in about 15 minutes because we've had a little shakeup. Kevin Smith will not be with us today. I will be talking to him off the air, and maybe we'll try to edit something together so the listeners can hear that in the next week or so.
That would be great.
Yeah.
That would be great.
So,
but we still have one of his best friends.
Yeah, one of his best friends, Jason Mewes, actor Jason Mewes. Again, the special is tomorrow night at 8 p.m. on Epix. It's called Jay and Silent Bob Go Down Under. And in this special, filmmaker and comedian Kevin Smith, it's taped in front of a sellout audience in Sydney, Australia. And he's joined by his notorious cohort, Jason Mewes, a.k.a. Jay. It's an off-the-cuff and uncensored hour.
Yes.
Filled with cautionary tales about everything from Australian children's television to mythical Australian drop bears. So, it's a 60-minute kind of comedy special. Have you ever been to Australia?
I have not.
Okay. I haven't either.
I have a cousin that lives down under.
Yeah, really? Okay,
yeah.
I know some people who live in Australia.
I've been to Outback. Great restaurant.
I prefer Black Angus.
but Outback is down under.
They have those onion rings that are pretty good.
Yeah, and how about the potatoes with the sea salt?
Okay. I don't think I've had that.
Oh, sorry.
So now I got a chance to talk with Jason Mewes a couple days ago, and Tommy, we're going to do some audio here. Number one in the Jay and Silent Bob Go Down Under, Jason Mewes. I asked him about the benefit of doing these shows with Kevin Smith.
Well, I mean, I definitely think the traveling has been a big plus. Like, with the tour, we've really been, just going all over. Scotland, Ireland, Australia, London, and, you know, Texas, and North Carolina, Connecticut, Boulder, like all over the place. So that's definitely been a lot of fun. And if the places are drivable, we have a tour bus. So, you know, some of these trips we've been taking the bus, and it's just a lot of fun. And then besides that, you know, it's just fun sitting up there and talking to Kevin and really, you know, hearing stories from him, and then also me telling stuff that I might have forgotten, and all of a sudden we'll be in the city and I'll be like, wait a sec, you know, 10 years ago I was here doing a Q&A by myself where I was at a comic book convention or horror convention, and this is what happened while I was here. I met these two girls and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, so it reminds me of stuff like that.
So, I mean, I was surprised when I talked with Jason Mewes. You know, he's very calm, down to earth, not as wild. I mean, when you see him in this special, I mean, he's talking all sorts of wild and crazy things that he's done, and strange gestures and all that. But he was very pleasant, down to earth. Just like, I mean, I asked him about his Thanksgiving. He said he just bought a house with his wife in May, and so it was his first Thanksgiving with her in this house, and it's going to be their first Christmas. Really, I mean, just like the guy next door. So really pleasant guy.
That should be a movie, The Guy Next Door. Oh, there was, The Girl Next Door,
yeah. But now the interesting thing about Jason is he says he really loves doing these shows also because they help him stay sober. He actually has 890 days of sobriety.
Good for him.
Yes, very good. Congratulations to Jason. And Kevin always asks him, you know, well, how long have you been sober? And he always gives an update. And, you know, the number keeps rising. Great for him. So I asked him about that, about his 890 days of sobriety. And this is what he had to say.
By talking about stuff I can laugh about, like, you know, my couch being set on fire during Christmas because we had no heat or electric and we needed candles to see in the dark. And, you know, I can laugh about it now, but it's definitely like, wow, I can't believe you know, there was a point where I was at, you know, where I didn't have electricity or heat, and I was technically, you know, weeks away from being homeless. So, again, it reminds me where I don't want to be again. And then on top of that, like, I've had dreams where, seriously, I've woken up, like, sweating because in my dream I was drinking, and the next night I had a podcast, and in my dream I had to tell everyone up on stage that I drank, and everyone was so disappointed in Kevin, and so I woke up in sweats. I mean, so that alone, like, the fact that I'd have to, if I messed up again, I'd have to get up on stage and tell everybody and disappoint a bunch of people.
That's a really good accountability type of thing, right? I mean, same thing with you guys, you know, being on the air. I mean, you don't want to tell everyone that you messed up for whatever reason, right?
No, we never like to say that. But people can hear it right live as we do mess up, right, Greg?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. So, but you know, the other thing that comes along with that is that Jason found out that he's really inspiring other people by being sober during these shows. So this is what he had to say about inspiring others.
Definitely the biggest benefit, which I didn't even expect when we started, is, you know, I've had a lot of people after we're done with our show or tweet or Facebook or whatever it might be like, hey, man, you know, I've been trying to get sober for, you know, 2 years, and every time I got sick or I'd, you know, lose faith, I would go use, and then I wouldn't be able to stay sober. And when I started listening to podcasts, if I wanted to use, I'd listen to the podcast, and it would inspire me to stay sober for at least that one more day, and then one more day, and then one more day. And I don't know, I mean, that's like, you know, that I didn't even expect, and that's just been sort of the best part of this whole thing, is knowing even if one or two people stay sober because I'm sitting up there telling my stuff and talking to Kevin. I mean, that's just an amazing feeling, so.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's how it works, right? One more day, one more day. I mean, so if, you know, that's really awesome for him that he's able to have that sort of power. And so, 'cause some people with the initials LL don't do so well, right, with inspiring others.
Right,
no,
right.
Just in case we want to have her on, we won't say it. But
and it's courageous, too, that he'll speak out.
So, oh, yeah.
Because it's got to help so many people.
Oh, it does. Yeah. It does. And especially when he's in these movies and he's doing these other things. I think this has been, it's been a while since he's been that character, you know. But people, that's what people know him as. So if they see that and they say, well, you know what, if he can do that, if yeah. Jay can be sober, then yeah. I certainly can.
And he's not silent Jay about it.
Right,
no, that
right.
is good, though.
Yeah.
And I did read some of his background. He had a tough time growing up, you know, and I think, you know, his mom, he said, was an ex-con and got into drugs. And so, you know, it's a tough one. You know,
yeah.
You have role models when you're young, and there's, a, you know, and it was right there on, you know, I read about it. So you got to admire a guy like that can break some of those early role model habits.
Absolutely. I mean, and break free of the
yeah.
chains.
That's very good, I
yeah.
think.
Yeah.
Congratulations to him, for sure.
Yeah, and, you know, he so again, this is a show about Australia. They're in Australia. And I asked him, what did you learn about Australia that maybe, you know, we don't know ourselves over here in the U.S.?
A lot of the stuff I feel like that we experience is definitely stuff that, you know about the wallabies and the boomerangs and the didgeridoos and stuff. I mean, I guess I would say without knowing, the people to me were really friendly. Like, you go to New York, you go to cities where people, you're like, hey, man, can you tell me where Third Street is? And they'll ignore you or give you attitude or whatever. People in stores, wherever it might be, I just feel like a lot of cities are like that. Like, I don't know, I just feel like a lot of people there, like, you ask for help for directions, not only would they help you, they'd, like, draw you a map and stuff. So that's something I had no idea about, like, that, you know, how, it just seemed like people were really friendly, and it was really, I don't know, where we spent time was a lot of, it seemed like a lot of beach towns and stuff, and so I don't know, it was prettier than I would expect, and people seemed friendlier than I expected, too, so.
I get that a lot, you know, asking people on the street, you know, for help, and they don't, they look at you like you're nuts. So, I mean, I think that's awesome. You go to another country and you realize, wow, or another continent, and you discover, you know, wow, people can actually be nice and help you once in a while. So, you know, but then I asked him if he had any run-ins with the local wildlife. And, you know, okay, no kangaroos. I mean, he's got some scenes with a wallaby and stuff. But something surprising here, instead of kangaroos.
Mel Gibson?
One thing I guess I saw that I had no idea. This is awesome. When we were walking back from the zoo, the trees all along the street were filled, hundreds and hundreds, maybe thousands of spider, huge spider webs, you know, 7 by 8 feet wide, with these big black spiders and hundreds of them. I mean, it was scary, but they were all about the size of a tarantula, but they were shiny, and there was hundreds of them. Like, I seriously walking down the street, you know, we were 10 feet away from them on the other side of the street. Looking up, I swear I thought, like, they could just start shooting webs and climbing all over you. So that's something I never heard about or knew about that I guess, you know, and I don't, it wasn't all over Australia, but it was definitely on this one portion of where the zoo was. I don't know if that it attracts them because of the zoo or what, but it was crazy.
Arachnophobia. Right.
Oh, that's scary. Well, I don't like spiders, Craig.
Oh, no.
There's something
Well, crickets I'm fine with. I can grab them with my hand and smash them. But, yeah, not spiders.
I just heard someone has some contest. They had a cricket swallowing contest.
I don't know if I'll go that far.
Essex roach. Yeah. No, and the guy died.
Ooh. Oh, he did? Yeah, the cricket tried to jump and it jumped through his throat or something?
Yeah, no, it was horrible.
Oh. That's why do you got to bring us down?
Oh yeah, right. Yeah. Silent night.
Oh, so, here comes Santa.
Wow, scary. All right. So then finally, you know, we found out what we learned, what Jason learned about Australia. But what did Jason learn about himself? This is what he had to say about what Australia taught him about himself.
Australia, I feel like, you know, just taught me again that I love traveling and. You know, it's definitely a place that I could see going back to and trying to go see more, explore more, you know, had more time, downtime and not work time. And I stink at a boomerang. I stink at throwing boomerangs. It's harder than you think. And the didgeridoo is harder than I would think. You see the guy blowing and it being like, boom, 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 boom. And I tried to do that and it's just like,
So, have you ever done a didgeridoo?
No.
No, me either.
What is that?
That's those big things. I think they were on, Survivor, the Australian Outback. But that big horn. It sounds like he did it. The boom, 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 boom.
Oh, what was that movie with the guy from Australia? Remember he made two movies?
Oh, Crocodile Dundee?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what it has to do with anything, but it's the same as the music we're playing.
Yeah. Well, no, he played the Christmas music, and we'll get plenty more of that.
Yeah, that was good, Tommy. Yeah. That was very good.
But so, again, Jay and Silent Bob go down under. It's tomorrow night, Friday night, 8 p.m. On Epix.
Oh, I'm going to watch that.
Cable channel.
And, Joseph, that was a great interview.
Thank you very much.
You did a very, very nice job. Mm-hmm. He sounds very, he sounds very appreciative of his life. Doesn't
yes.
he?
Yes.
He does. And congratulations to him also for.
Yeah, and congratulations to his wife. He said that she made the turkey for Thanksgiving, and it was not dry. It was delicious.
Ooh.
So she was really excited. That made her year.
That is very, very exciting.
Her first turkey.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I guess so. That's what he said. So.
I can make turkeys.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And they're not dry.
No.
No?
I make them in a bag.
Yeah, we.
No, really. They're good.
I know. We did that.
Except you have to defrost it first. No one told me. Okay. So anyway, back to you.
Yeah, well, no, so I will be cutting out a little bit early today so that I can do my interview with Kevin Smith. And again, we'll see if we could bring some edited down clips from that.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Sorry perhaps we couldn't have him live. But
yeah, and that's okay. But that'll be good. We'll be able to reschedule that perhaps next week.
Perhaps next week. Mm-hmm. And then again, we didn't get to it today, the interview with Marcus Dunstan and Patrick Melton, the writer and co-director. I'm sorry, the director and co-writers of The Collection. Horror movie comes out tomorrow. Just want to make sure people go out and see this horror movie. I cannot tell you what I thought of the movie, but maybe I can tell you that you should go see it.
So
I can't tell you. I can't review it, but I think you should go see it. The collection.
Wow, so that was a good one. Oh, so, I can't. Yeah, say
I can't.
Can't
I don't
say
know.
It.
Maybe not. So it comes out tomorrow or tonight at 12:01.
You can review it next week.
I will review it next week on the show, and then we will again have the interview with these two guys from the collection. And you know, I'm sorry we didn't get to my Lincoln.
I'll have to find out off the air.
No, we'll get to it next week. We'll definitely
okay,
do that.
Yeah, because I'm excited to hear that too.
I'm sure I'm going to have some more nasty comments. They're piling up. You know, I just,
well, until you get nasty comments, you're not a star.
Yeah,
you are a star now.
Someone wants to throw milk duds at my fat head.
Really? Someone said Ooh. That?
Yeah. Oh, should I? I'll call.
Someone
this guy
told
out.
Me they throw popcorn. And I go, that's okay because it would never.
Yeah,
land.
You'd catch it all in your yeah. mouth. Look at that.
Let's see. His name is Ooh, Brent Miles.
Brent Miles.
Brent Miles.
Oh, let me give him a call.
Is going to throw milk duds
Brent,
at my
doing,
fat
bud?
Head. We'll have more from Brent Miles and some of his friends and some people who agree with him and not me next week. Again, I'm going to call these people out.
All I
they want to hate on me, so.
I got to say one thing. I'm going to have to see this movie before next show, and I really hope I like it. I really
wow.
hope.
Now, when you look nationally, yeah, it's getting good acclaim, but again, everyone has different opinion on everything. Mm-hmm. You know, I there's movies I like that
yeah.
you know you guys
yeah,
may
true.
Not like. There's movies you guys may not like
yeah.
where I'd say are terrible. You know, it just.
I agree.
Everyone's different. That's what makes movies
great.
It's
like some people like pizza, some don't. Someone like, you know, I don't like mustard, and I'm going to get the milk duds thrown at me. But,
yeah.
But you know, you're right. It's everyone has a choice, and thank God it is America.
Yeah.
So we can have our views. Right, Tommy?
So we'll
I sound like Arnold. Thank God. I'll be back.
But also, don't forget, have listeners email me, joseph.airdo, A-I-R-D as in dog, O, at gmail.com.
Yeah.
A self-written riddle, most creative riddle will win. Tickets to the advanced screening of The Hobbit. We will announce this again next week. Same screening. You have, you know, plenty of time to think about it, but, you know, you might as well start writing those riddles now.
I love it. And, Joseph, thank you so much. And you're going to be talking to Kevin Smith off the air
yes.
so we can pre-record this, get it on probably next week, I'm hoping. And good luck with that. You're going to do that just in about 60 seconds.
Yeah, 60 seconds. So, you know, thank you very much for having me. And
always a pleasure. And it says Polar Express.
Polar Express for Christmas.
There you go.
We're going to take a quick break right now, and we'll wrap up this last part of the show with myself and Greg, but we might be watching you do an interview outside.
You might be.
Hey, that'll be good. And anyway, so everyone, stay tuned for more. I'm going to review Donnie and Marie's show at Gamage Theater, and we'll talk some more entertainment when we come back.
At Beer and Bomb and Spean PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Birenbaum and Spean works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Weidenauer, Heinten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues, corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Weidenauer, Heinten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl.com.
Hello. Hello, I'm Jessica Olson, and I'm here to introduce you to someone whose job it is to stand together with you at the worst of times. Life throws us unexpected curveballs, including losing loved ones, caretaking, troubled retirements, job losses, and legal settlements. Meet certified financial planner Larry Moscat, who pioneered crisis financial counseling. With a background as a clinical psychology practitioner, Larry has helped numerous people see through their crises to a brighter financial future. Larry?
Thank you, Jessica. At our firm, RII Advisors in North Scottsdale, we know terrible times don't usually last, but the effects of anxiety-infused financial decisions can last a lifetime. For 30 years, our prime goal has been to introduce freedom from fear and a feeling of financial security for our clients. We then move forward with safety and best-case outcome results when it comes to the financial decisions made during the worst of times.
To learn more, log on to www.RIIAdvisors.com. That's RIIAdvisors.com for information on how to get help. Once again, that's RIIAdvisors.com for financial counseling during life's most challenging times.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
Hi, I'm Paul, and I'm on the spectrum.
And I'm Kim, and I'm an autism specialist.
The second Monday and Tuesday of each month at 3 p.m. on 1010 a.m.
and online at breakradioshow.com, live and archived.
We're here to help you with
Understanding Autism.
I'm Donnie.
And I'm Marie. We're here in Las Vegas, but we're coming to see you.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking, the magazine, every Thursday from 2 to 4. And wow, this was an action-packed show, only about 10 minutes left in the show. I did have the opportunity to go to Gamage.
I'm going to interrupt you real quick. For some of the listeners tuning in for a Kevin Smith interview, we're actually going to be doing a pre-recording with Kevin Smith, actor, director, writer, that we should air next week. Due to time constraints, we want to make sure to get enough time in there. But Dave, back
nicely said. I like that. See, Craig, you're right on top of it.
There we go. That's what
and we do
want
to offer our condolences to the family of Zig Ziglar. Great motivational speaker. Really. Prior to Tony Robbins, who's one of the best right now and passed away yesterday, sadly, at 86 and wrote like over, I think, more than 30 books focused on positive thinking and a balanced life. So we do give our thoughts and prayers to his family. Zig Ziglar, one of the best of the motivational speakers in our time. Like I said, Gamage Theater went there, part of the media. Excellent. You know, everyone knows I'm sort of a big Donnie and Marie fan. You know, it's interesting. I've been asking people, what's the first word you think of when you hear of Donnie Marie? And a lot of people don't know. They don't realize. They might think, well, you know, at the time, I think they were called teeny boppers because a lot of the young kids liked them, 10, 12, 11, 12 years old.
And now the young kids hate them.
And actually not. You know, what's interesting, Donnie started at like 5 years old, 5 decades of entertainment and performing. Marie started age 5 on the Andy Williams Show. That is amazing. Now listen to this. Marie Osmond had a number one hit at age 12, Paper Roses, and I do remember that. And she was the youngest host of a national television variety show ever. Pretty amazing, and that was, of course, the Donnie and Marie Show, 76 to 81. But I got to tell you, I think they're the last of the great superstars. I mean, if you haven't really seen Donnie and Marie, I think you'd be really pleasantly surprised about, not as performers, but also entertainers. They are superb entertainers. In fact, I may want to get Tommy in on this because Tommy is an entertainer as well. But I really think that their voices, their singing ability, their acting ability, for example, very few probably know that Marie has been in a lot of Broadway musicals, The King and I, The Sound of Music. She is a multi-talented individual with a beautiful voice. She sang opera, went right into jazz, and as you all know, she sings country. Tommy, what do you think about Donny and Marie?
What do I think about Donny and Marie? Hitmakers from a family that managed them well. They were in an age when there was a lot of other competition, you know. What are those? What do you think of that for feedback?
Well, I agree, and it was amazing. What is amazing to me when they, you know, I think Marie's in her 50s. I think Donnie approaching 60, maybe 60. But you think about it, the longevity. Who can last this long successfully in entertainment? And that's what I think is absolutely remarkable. They're very charitable. They've done so many, many things. Both of them, I think, are superstars in their own right. And I just don't think people realize that. The younger generation did. It was filled with sort of the older generation of their time in Gamage Theater. I think there was, I don't know how much that theater holds, but it seemed like there was, it was hugely packed. I want to say 1,000, 2,000, I'm not sure. But standing ovations, of course, Muhammad Ali was there for opening night, and he was right there in the first row. Donnie did acknowledge him. But people don't realize how talented they are. It was a well-done show, and what I like about it, Tommy and Greg, is that wasn't high-tech. In this age, you see a lot of high-tech stuff. Is it to cover up lack of talent, or is it to just enhance maybe the talent that could have been there but isn't there? But Donny and Marie are pure. They're simple. They're fantastic singers. They did a lot of things on stage, a lot of dancing, and it was like a 2.5-hour show. They earned every penny because they were just nonstop. It was just unbelievable. And what was nice, Tom and Greg, also, is that some of the film they showed as they were growing up, some of the things they did when they were five with Andy Williams, who sadly just passed away a few months ago. Andy Williams, they acknowledge as giving them their first start. The Osmond brothers, they showed clips of the Osmond brothers. Little Marie at 3 years old. Donnie at 5 years old, talking to Andy Williams. And the whole chronological history as they made incredible strides in entertainment. You can't say that about so many people. 5 decades of entertaining people. That is very, very huge. They have performed with the greatest of the great, Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin, Sammy Davis Jr., Elvis Presley. The list goes on and on. These are superstars. Tommy, what do you say?
It's too bad you didn't like the show, Dave.
I loved it. I mean, I've seen them in Vegas 2 years ago. I did see them. I thought it was an excellent show. I thought this was even better, and I didn't even think the Vegas show could get any better. This show, Gamage Theater, they're here till I think, December 2nd, I believe, at Gamage Theater. And I would highly recommend this show. It was, it wasn't just about Christmas. It was, it's a Donnie and Marie Christmas in Arizona. But they sang a lot of things they sang in the past and some current hits. It's just amazing, in my opinion. And it was well done. They had, it was interesting, they sang some songs out of the past with film when they were younger singing it, and it was beautifully synchronized. It was, like, amazing how they did that, and it brought back great memories to the crowd. A lot of people just went nuts over this, and there were a lot of young people, too, as well, Tommy.
Did you go to the after-hours party?
Wow, was there an after-hours party?
I'm asking you.
Wow, I wish I knew about it, if there was.
One-on-one exclusive with Marie.
Yes, I got to tell you, she's beautiful. She is just amazing. But I'll tell you, her voice is phenomenal. I really, really enjoyed it, and I highly recommend it. If you like to be entertained, it's nonstop entertainment, and it will bring back great memories. If you're younger, then it will bring great inspiration that this is true talent. And I say they're the last of the great old-fashioned performers. But beyond that, entertainers. Tommy, let me ask you, what's the difference? Because you're in music, you play in a band. What's the difference between a performer and as well as an entertainer?
Well, you got talent, you've got longevity, as you said.
Yeah.
You know, it's. I think it's a lot of it is just being in the right place at the right time, maybe a magic combination of, I don't know how to answer that. It's kind of elusive, Dave.
Well, I think performing and entertaining is different. I think if you can entertain
Definitely.
The crowd and get them interactive and or integrated into the performance, that's entertainers. Performing is you're just performing at someone.
Yeah, you can perform without being an entertainer.
Exactly. Right? And that was my point. To the question, and they were interactive in the audience. Donnie, actually, I wish it was Marie, but she was in my aisle and hugged someone behind me. And I go, oh, why couldn't that be Marie? Come on, Greg, you know what I'm talking about. But they were right in the audience. It was just an incredible show. I highly recommend it. Give it A+. Looking forward to seeing them in Vegas as well. They're very charitable. You got to like that as well. And, of course, they did what we play on the show. Marie is a little bit country. Donnie, a little bit rock and roll. Okay, that's my review. Donnie, Marie, Gamage Theater, get out there this week. See it through, or to, I should say, December 2nd. And I really liked it. And Joseph, does he want to come back in? Come on back in, Joseph. The water's fine. So what happened? Here
well,
we go.
Well, I would have rather been out there with him.
Oh, come on. Donnie Marie's great.
For your generation.
I listened.
You did? How'd you like it?
I'm sure
was it a good review?
It sounded like an excellent review.
Oh, thank you. So I could be like you, a movie reviewer, but a play reviewer.
Yeah, you were very thorough.
I enjoyed it, really. I just really like it. It's not what people, the younger generation, think. These are true entertainers.
Yeah.
So how did you do an interview?
It's delayed again.
Okay, so we'll do a delay interview, but probably during the week, right?
Yeah, well, no, they're actually, it's just an hour later, so.
Oh, it'll be today still.
It'll still be today, but off the air again, so.
Okay, well, that's okay.
Yeah, it's okay. It's Kevin Smith, so he's awesome.
Big time. Man. Huge. Oh, yeah. Oh yeah. Clerks, what a great movie that was.
Yeah.
Oh. I love Clerks.
Oh, yeah. You can't go wrong. I mean, Jay and Silent Bob, great characters. And
Chasing Silent, Amy.
Well,
Ben
Dogma,
Affleck, you can't beat that.
Dogma, phenomenal. All great movies. And
I don't want to jinx it, but next week, again, Danny Way we'll have on live. Fingers crossed and toes crossed and everything.
That'll be great. And, stay tuned. We'll have a lot of great entertainers, a lot of great news on the magazine. And it's fun. We've had some great guests already.
Yeah, we've had some great guests, and we're still working on getting that audience, live in studio audience.
Yeah,
right?
We want to do that. Of course, they're refurbishing, remodeling. Looks like they're almost done. So
they're putting in the bleachers. So,
yeah, and that's right. That will be tremendous. So, Joseph, how do they get in touch with you? Not throwing milk duds, but to appreciate you.
Go to examiner.com and do a search for my name, Joseph Airdo, A-I-R-D as in dog, O, or in AZ Weekly Entertainment Magazine.
Airdo.
And here we go. We're going to end this show, Greg, with your favorite people in 10 seconds left.
Real quick, if you want to hear a rebroadcast of the show, breakradioshow.com so you can get Joseph's information if you're driving around so you have info on the Hobbit sweepstakes.
Again, log on right now to familyvaluesradio.net. Then, just go to the Click to Listen button to find the name of this program. Tell your family and friends about familyvaluesradio.net.